I'm Bay, and you're listening to Bay Baltimore, a pop culture and society podcast recorded in a quiet neighborhood in Baltimore. This week, I want to spend some time talking about the ups and downs of my love for Erykah Badu. So, it's still a raining fool out here, and the city rats are still on one, but I'm here. Taking a look back on last weekend, I think LMI. Let's go with LMI. Anyway, LMI made a fan out of me since I saw her at AFRAM. Let me be honest, I didn't know she had such a decently large discography. I just didn't know. I didn't know she had a catalog. Anyway, and I learned, on Monday that she's touring with Bruno Mars. So, hey, I feel pretty special. Anyway, today I want to spend some time talking about Erykah Badu and the ways I do and don't appreciate how she moves in my life. It sounds harsh, but let me explain. I love Erykah Badu and have since I first heard her. She's like family to me for so many reasons that I'll go into later. But like any family member, she gets on my nerves. So today, I want to explore that dynamic. My first connection with Erykah Badu was vibing with my mom to the live version of Tyrone, or is it called Tyrone? Mom and I were driving somewhere in her white Chevy Corsica with the maroon interior. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I remember it came on Hot 103.3. And for you smarty pants out there, the station still exists today, and you can probably tell the general area where I grew up if you just Google. Anyway, I didn't truly understand the sentiment behind what she was saying in the song, but I knew that every time that song came on, she sounded like my aunt and my mama talking about a no good man. And I was hooked, frankly. Or at least a particular aunt, I'll say that. She has always, and still does to this day, remind me of a particular aunt whom I was very close with, who is no longer with us, God rest her soul. And because of that connection, and she kind of favored, my aunt kind of favored her in many ways. And because of that connection and that song and how I bonded with Mama, over that song, I was hooked, basically. Another thing, Erykah Badu was country, too, which was appealing to me. As I've shared, I lived not far from a major metropolitan city, but I grew up on a farm. Until that point, the point when I heard the song, all the big R&B stars that I knew were from some East Coast or West Coast big city with no hint of a country twang. And to me, Erykah Badu seemed like one of my country family members, as I've said. And I was one of only a few Black kids in my school growing up. So I craved connection to Blackness outside of my family from a young age. And Erykah Badu helped me stay connected to my culture in many ways. And Baduism, her first album, and Live, second album, if you can count it as a second album, I guess, and a continuation, was basically the soundtrack for most of my high school experience. That and The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Distortion to Static by The Roots, The Ghetto Boys, and Jimi Hendrix took up a whole lot of real estate, as well. By the time I reached college, my musical taste seemed to move away from Erykah Badu and turn towards Jill Scott. in my transition period, she seemed more accessible to me. Jill Scott did. And by then, I had a better sense of who I was, and I began to do a lot of social work, both on campus and in the community. It sounds silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. Jill seemed to me like the working woman songstress, and she just resonated with me. Like most Black students who felt like me or who were embracing their Blackness like me and coming into their own, I gravitated toward Dave Chappelle and jumped at the chance to watch Block Party when it came out. Side note, I actually found out about the Block Party event when I read about it in Jet Magazine when I was home toward the end of summer break one year. Yes, that Black magazine, which was found in every Black household for decades. Anyway, I was enamored with the vibe that I felt existed with all of the artists that Dave had invited on the stage and to be a part of that experience. And when I saw Jill and Erica interact with each other on You Got Me, that was when I felt the connection with Erica again. And Worldwide Underground thereafter became the soundtrack of my college experience. That and Sean Paul, Nelly, and Bobby Valentino. I don't know what happened there. Throughout my early post-college years, I wore New America Volume 1 and 2 out, but Erica seemed to drop off the map for me. I got back into my love of musical scores and obscure music, and I mostly forgot about her. When I did reconnect with her when social media became a cool way to connect with stars, I had a chance to learn more about her worldview and her ideas from her own social media page, I guess. I didn't always like what I was reading. Everyone remembers that weird comment she made about female students and male teachers. Google it, because I'm not repeating it. It was weird. She's even had some shocking views about feminism and said some weird things about that. Again, Google it. Over the years, it became very clear to me that she was a little hotep-y. You know, like hotep light. You know what I mean? Or maybe she's not hotep light. Maybe that's just what I want to see, but like hotep-y. Anyway, she's made some more weird comments, and just as she's also made some thought-provoking ones in between sharing some cool snippets of her art. The most recent piece of her art that she had shared, which resonated with me, was when she posted, I think she was on Instagram, she posted the Planting Day series. I think I talked about it on the website. Anyway, it was so peaceful and majestic to me in this very simplistic way. It was just her planting a plant and repotting something. And it looked like it was in her little garden or her little greenhouse. It was down to earth, and I don't know, it seemed like, from the little snippets of her house that we saw, it seemed like a place that I would want to hang out. And I don't know, that's the Erykah Badu that I love. Like someone who seems approachable and down to earth and more about just creating a positive space for herself and her kids. And I like that because that's what I aspire to do. And again, that's family to me. That's love to me. That's acceptance to me. And that's what I loved about Erykah. She seemed approachable. She seemed open, and that's what I love. I don't love that other stuff. I love this part of Erica. And I can live with the other part if I don't have to see it, I guess. Or she does something egregious. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu has and always will be an artist I admire. She is an ever-evolving musician, which is the best kind of musician to be, in my opinion. She's human and holds some ideas that I do not believe are in touch with reality, and beliefs that I do not share myself. But I will honor her work and listen to her music unless she does something heinous, like do a song with Taylor Swift or something, which would be gross. Anyway, that's enough about that. Be sure to visit babebaltimore.weebly.com to check out my 3 a.m. jams and other random posts. Send me a message through anchor.fm or follow me on Twitter by searching the show's handle. I really, really want to hear from you. And don't hesitate to give the show the very best ratings you can on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to this show. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.